Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Hey, Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck here in NYC, New York City. And my friend Clay, my main man out there in Nashville, Tennessee. We've got a lot today to talk to you all about. The showdown over vaccine mandates in New York State coming to a head. Is this going to happen in other states as well? Thousands of jobs hang in the balance. The hospital system, the school system could have severe disruption based upon the mandates that's gone into effect. Plus the almost messianic religious zeal with which the new governor, Hochul, talks about vaccines. Perhaps she wants to change the currency to "in Pfizer, we trust." And we've got some NBA players with real eloquence and thoughtfulness explaining why they do not want to get vaccinated. We'll talk to you about who they are and what they said in a little bit. The budget showdown continues on. Biden wants $3.5 trillion plus in spending. It's really $5 trillion when you add it up properly. And they're saying it's not going to cost anything somehow. There is no cost to government spending. But that's only true if you believe the government owns all property and gives us what it deems fit, right? We'll discuss how that's going to play out, the budget, and, of course, the debt ceiling fight that lays ahead of us, plus the border continues to be a mess. More Haitian migrants making their way to the U.S.-Mexico border because of what has just happened recently. But I wanted to start today, as someone who lives in New York State and knows this place pretty well, it's remarkable what's happening here. You have the new governor, who for many, it seems, has already established that absent some weird, grabbing, groping, and smooching behavior, could be as bad or worse than the old governor, Andrew Cuomo. Here she is when giving a sermon, which, yeah, start with that, at a non-denominational church upstate New York. Here she is telling everybody that the vaccines come from God.
I prayed a lot to God during this time, and you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say thank you, God. Thank you, all of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love but to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live.
Clay, is she confusing Fauci with God, or does only Fauci confuse himself with God? Because this is creepy beyond belief.
It's super weird. And I don't need to get into everybody's own personal opinions of their savior or their religion or anything else. But let me just say this. Any God that I believe anyone should be worshiping wants you to use your brain and make smart, healthy decisions for you and your family, not to acquiesce meekly to what people in government tell you to do, right? We need more wolves, less sheep here, right? And so to me, all of this, I mean, she's got a vaccinated necklace, like gold necklace. Buck, this is really strange behavior. And leaving aside the religiosity of that sermon, basically, that she was giving, let's just talk about the practical realities of what she is implementing. Because I think that's where the rubber meets the road here and it becomes significant. Thousands of people who are taking care of the sick are about to lose their jobs in New York hospitals over vaccine-related issues. Thousands of teachers who are helping to educate our young are about to lose their jobs over vaccine mandates. This is, remember, Buck, 15 days to stop the spread was about ensuring that our hospitals were not overrun. Her management now and firing of all of these different hospital employees, many of whom, Buck, likely have COVID already and have certainly dealt with the dangers and the risks of COVID on the front lines for 18 months now, they understand that what she is implementing is a disaster, both in hospitals and in schools. I mean, this, she's arguably making as bad or worse decisions than Andrew Cuomo did, which I didn't think was possible.
The vaccine mandates are necessary, so necessary for hospital capacity, that they're willing to destroy hospital capacity with vaccine mandates.
That's
right. This is the absurd world in which we find ourselves.
It's a catch 22. It's a Joseph Heller special.
And here's what the plan is. Just so everyone's wondering, how could they actually do this? And Clay points out, you're looking at thousands of teachers, administrators in the school system, people that work for the Department of Education of New York. But just everyone remind yourself of this. How this goes in New York will be replicated in places like California, in Illinois, for sure in the blue states. And they're already going through different. There have been firings already of healthcare workers in other states because the hospital system has said, you know, mass firings, hundreds at a time. And they're also
crazy.
Adding insult to injury by making sure, at least in New York, that they're not going to be eligible for unemployment benefits. So people that just don't want to work and have not wanted to work, and we know that's been a real thing, especially
for
the last 6 months or so, but over a year perhaps, they continue to get state benefits. But those who have been tending to the sick, COVID patients in many cases, in hospitals, will be cut off from unemployment because they won't get the shot. And they don't even have, Clay, an exemption for natural immunity, of course, as we've discussed 100 times, and it's just mind-blowing they don't. And also Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, the high priestess of Fauciism now we're seeing. She's like the bishop of Fauciism, or one of many. She's saying that religious exemptions will not be tolerated either because
despite
all the religions
the
have said
she,
they're in on the vaccines, Clay. That's where we are.
Despite the fact that she was just citing what Jesus would want. Look, this is epic mismanagement of extraordinary magnitude. And I'm curious what you think, because we don't know this woman that well. I think one of the major issues that has emerged that goes across the board in terms of politics in COVID, lots of politicians just aren't that smart, right? And even more so, they're incapable of understanding nuance, and they rigorously apply whatever dogma talking points they are given, even if that is going to lead them directly to disaster. Because that's the, I don't know how a person who is an executive in charge, but just pretend. One of the things I always tell people, Buck, young people who listen to this show or young people who are in the process of trying to determine what they want to do with your lives, one of the best ways to prepare for making difficult decisions is to pretend that you're in the chair right now and you have to look at all the data and make a logical decision, because in business, at least, the people who get paid the most are the ones that have proven to have the best judgment over time, right? They look at facts, they make the best decisions. Most management, that's how you get promoted. That's how you have success. I don't know what's going on here with the governor of New York, because Buck, if you and I were sitting there and we were advising her, take politics out of the equation. I don't care whether you're a Democrat. I don't care whether you're Republican. I don't care whether you're religious. I don't care whether you're an atheist, whatever. Like, let's just look at the facts here. If you and I were sitting talking to the governor of New York right now, we'd walk in and we'd say, Governor, you understand that you are going to have to put thousands of people from the National Guard into hospitals to keep them from collapsing, and that you have no good options inside of schools if thousands of teachers elect not to be there. You're going to destroy simultaneously the hospital system and the school system voluntarily over a vaccine mandate that is in no way making anybody safe.
So here's what the Fauciite religious leaders would say in response to all this. It's only going to be a percentage of the healthcare workers and the Department of Education employees, so it won't collapse the system. That's what they'll say. They'll say that it's reckless to expose people to the virus in a hospital setting, which, of course, we know is, I mean, I think all this is crazy, but I'm just telling you, they're willing to make this trade-off. Like, they will fire these thousands of people because ultimately this is a power play. Ultimately, this is setting a standard going forward as well. If they can make all these employees get the shot this time, they know they're going to be able to make all these employees get the shot next time. The courts, by the way, because of previous decisions, seem to be going along with this. There was a short-term stay in New York for Department of Education workers. That has since been now removed. So we're back to you get the shot or else. And you're talking about if we were in the captain's chair, so to speak, what do we do? Well, the governor of New York is saying, don't worry about it. We're going to bring in National Guard health care assistance, essentially, and maybe even temporary health care workers. This is reported in the New York Times from Ireland and the Philippines. Yeah. Instead of actually just dealing with the realities of natural immunity, checking for antibodies, respecting individual choice, they'd rather do that. And here she is saying that that's Clay. Here's her plan.
We'll be nation leading with our mandate, which strikes at midnight tonight, when everyone is expected in a hospital in the state of New York or a healthcare facility to have been vaccinated. I will be signing an executive order to give me the emergency powers necessary to address these shortages where they occur. That's going to allow me to deploy the National Guard, who are medically trained, deploy people who've been retired, who may have had a license lapse, bring in people from elsewhere. That is not my first position, though, my friends. My desire is to have the people who've been out there continue to work in their jobs, work in them safely, and to all the other healthcare workers who are vaccinated, they also deserve to know that the people they're working with will not get them sick.
Clay, this is dictator bullcrap.
She's creating madness.
A crisis and then seizing additional authority to address the crisis of her creation.
Not only that, Buck, you know how this is going to play out, right? Inevitably, there are going to be shortages in the hospitals, which will be maniacally covered in terms of staffing by the media. And do you know who's going to be blamed for those shortages?
Of course, the unvaccinated.
Unvaccinated people.
I wonder it's such
a circular world, Buck. They're going to blame the unvaccinated for overloading the hospital because they forced the unvaccinated, many of whom have natural immunity, to no longer be able to work in the hospital.
It's almost like there's a pattern. You know, when the surge happened after lockdowns and mask mandates, we didn't mask enough. When surges are happening after vaccination and now vaccination mandates, we didn't vaccinate enough. It's like they've got a fever and the only prescription is more Fauciism. That's what we're actually facing right now. But we got more from the governor and this whole fight, plus the budget fight. And Clay, I know our buddy, Mr. Jim Jordan of Congress, is going to be joining to explain like what's really coming up with that one. That'll be at the top of the next hour. But you need privacy when you're online, folks. Nothing short of that. When you sit in front of your keyboard, there should be nothing and no one able to see your searches or interpret your words. Sadly, that's not the case. Big tech is more powerful than ever and capable of taking your data and profiting from it, or far worse, eventually exploiting you in some way with that stolen data. It's time to put a layer of protection between your online activity and these tech juggernauts. That's why we use ExpressVPN. When you run ExpressVPN on your device, the software hides your IP address. That's what big tech can use to personally identify you. That's why Clay and I use ExpressVPN to make our activity harder to trace and sell to advertisers and keep it out of the hands of straight up hackers.
That's right. ExpressVPN is the number one rated virtual private network. That's a VPN by both CNET and TechRadar. So easy to use. You can download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. You can visit expressvpn.com/Clay and Buck. That's expressvpn.com/Clay and Buck. 3 extra months for free. Do what we did and go to expressvpn.com/Clay and Buck today and learn more about how you can ensure that you are protected online. That's expressvpn.com/Clay and Buck. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Let me just say this, by the way. We're talking about the New York teachers and the New York healthcare workers who may lose their jobs over a refusal to get vaccinated. Come to red states. We need educated, thoughtful, intelligent people in the states where I live. The Tennessees, the Texas, the Floridas, the Georgias. A lot of these red states are happy to have more healthcare workers. We're happy to have more talented educators, especially those who will stand on their own morals and who are willing to do their own research. And we're going to play for you in the next segment a discussion from Jonathan Isaac. He is an NBA player who is refusing to get the COVID vaccine, and he was asked about it yesterday and gave a better response than I've heard Dr. Fauci give in about 18 months of analyzing the virus, and we're going to talk with you and let you hear his response. But in the meantime, I think this is significant, Buck. Doing the reading, you and I constantly reading to make sure we have as much information as possible to do this show and to inform our audience to the best of our ability. This morning, Axios published a poll. For the first time in his presidency, Joe Biden is not trusted by the majority of Americans to tell the truth on COVID. And this is massively significant. And I'm going to read you this finding, and I'm curious if you think it's significant, Buck, in terms of Joe Biden finally starting to lose some support and maybe the masses out there finally starting to recognize that a lot of what he's saying is not rooted in reality. The subject of this poll was public trust in Joe Biden to provide accurate COVID-19 information. A great deal or a fair amount? Do you trust Joe Biden a great deal or a fair amount to provide accurate COVID information? 45% of Americans say they do. Do you not trust Joe Biden or do you not trust him at all to provide accurate COVID information? 53%, Buck, are now saying they do not. So 53% don't trust him, 45% do on COVID. I think this is massively significant because Joe Biden ran his entire campaign from the basement of his house, predicated on the idea that he would solve COVID and he would talk to the American public honestly. And I think where you're starting to see a massive downturn in support is this vaccine mandate has blown up in Joe Biden's face, because people out there who are not vaccinated, I'm one of them, who were maybe not excited to get vaccinated, but down the line might be willing to do so, I think are rejecting it even more so now that there's a mandate that's been put in place. And this is being shown by the numbers of people who are newly vaccinated. They've dropped 20% since Joe Biden tried to implement his mandate and not allow people to make their own choice.
Turns out when you twist people's arms and refuse to ask or answer important questions, and the most notable one being about herd immunity, natural immunity, which is a part of herd immunity, people start to get suspicious and also start to resent the overreach and the power grab. But we do have these NBA players, a couple of them, who have been really eloquent, and they don't fall into the general narrative of who the media is willing to despise for any vaccine hesitancy or any questions. So it is something we should address, and we shall, as well as the latest on the budget and all of that. Men, gear up for fall. Get yourself the most comfortable clothing you can wear, starting with the first thing you put on every morning, your underwear. Treat yourself to Tommy John underwear. When you start off your day wearing Tommy John, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. Tommy John men's underwear has breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with 4 times the stretch of competing brands. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers, they have fanatics. With over 16 million pairs sold, there's no shortage of fanatics, and Clay and I are included among them. Their stuff is so soft, supportive, and stretchy, I'm actually wearing a Tommy John t-shirt and a Tommy John hoodie right now. This fall, upgrade what's underneath with new Tommy John underwear and feel the same level of comfort with their innovative t-shirt, pullovers, and more. It's all backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/ClayandBuck. If you are a healthcare worker affected by what's going on here in New York State, or a teacher, or you have a family member who falls in that category, you know, we have a huge audience in the New York tri-state area. Give us a call. Let us know what you're facing, what you're thinking. 800-282-2882, 800-282-2882. Also, I think we might have just cracked back into the top 10 of the podcast. Maybe we were 11 at last count, Clay, almost in the top 10 of all podcasts in news. So please do subscribe and check out the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast. If you miss any of what we're saying here, you can always listen on demand. You can also, when you're with some of your conservative, constitution, freedom-loving friends, like, hey, you ever listen to this podcast? You can text them the link or share with them the iHeartRadio app link, which is a fun, that's a great conversation starter at a barbecue, for example, Clay. Hey, maybe you should check out the Buck Sexton and Clay podcast, friends. Hello, friends.
And we should mention also, speaking of fellow friends, we're going to be doing the show from Birmingham on Friday, which we're excited about. But as a part of that, come the next morning, we're going to be in Tuscaloosa, Alabama for the Ole Miss-Alabama game. We'll have a tailgate at Innisfree Bar, which is in Tuscaloosa. Buck will be seeing his first ever college football game.
Like real college football game with more than 200 people in the stands. Do you think if I'm going to... Is the weather appropriate for me to maybe do the big letter on the chest and the face paint, Clay? Because I think...
you sound like a foreigner who's... No, this is... No, at your age, this is a good question. Like, what should you wear? At your age, I would say... So I'm looking at the weather, first of all, because I haven't checked it till now. So it's going to be hot. Like, you're going to melt, right? So it's going to be a high of 87 in Tuscaloosa on Saturday. Low of 66. So I would suggest for you a solid polo. The polo we got photographed with Tommy in, where we both looked super fat and unattractive. That was not a good look.
Yeah.
Solid polo and jeans.
Yeah,
and
I'm thinking cargo shorts, which are always in style, as we know, and maybe a collared polo tucked in, like real, because I gotta look nice for everybody, and then some New Balance sneakers with the socks up high, because I'm a fashion plate.
I'll be going either t-shirt or polo, but I'm telling you, you are not gonna want to leave. Because, first of all, living in New York City right now, with everybody locked down and you having to show vaccine passports everywhere, you are not going to believe your mind when you look around 100,000 people in a stadium. There's not going to be a single mask to be seen. There are going to be, for you, a single guy, more good-looking girls than you have been in close proximity to maybe in your entire life. Because the sundress community is going to be out in full force for a big game in Alabama. Not just Alabama girls, by the way. A lot of Ole Miss girls coming in, too.
I'm all about the work, Clay, and saving the country, So if it takes me down there and there's, sundresses and pearl necklaces and, southern ladies, what am I going to say?
The great line about Ole Miss, by the way, is that they redshirt Miss Americas. Because I think it was back in the 60s or the 70s, they had back-to-back Miss Americas that came out of Ole Miss. So they had one younger one for football terminology, a redshirt, or athletic terminology. A redshirt is somebody who is sitting out while they get older and more talented to be ready to compete. Usually your freshman players a lot of times can redshirt. And so the redshirt Miss Americas at Ole Miss is a famous line. The other one they love to say at Ole Miss, now they're good, but they used to say, we may lose the game, but we've never lost a party, which is a great line too.
So that's a perfect transition, I think, for us into, because sports, the NBA players that we had mentioned to you before, who are speaking out. And I mean, Clay and I were exchanging text messages as we saw these clips in the last 24 hours or so. And they're spot on. I mean, here is the Orlando Magic's Jonathan Isaac explaining why he does not want to get the shot.
I've had COVID in the past. And so our understanding of antibodies, of natural immunity has changed a great deal from the onset of the pandemic, and it's still evolving. I understand that the vaccine would help if you catch COVID, and you'll be able to have less symptoms from contracting it. But with me having COVID in the past and having antibodies, with my current age group and physical fitness level, it's not necessarily a fear of mine. I would say, honestly, the craziness of it all, in terms of not being able to say that it should be everybody's fair choice without being demeaned or talked crazy to, doesn't make one comfortable to do what said person is telling them to do. Yeah, I would say that's a couple of the reasons.
I mean, Clay, everything he said is factual, reasonable, eloquent, well stated. And the point at the end about how just kind of, browbeating and demeaning and yelling at people in response to their a position like the one that he has makes you dig in more, right? When someone's not being reasonable, you dig in more into your position.
And I want to give Jonathan Isaac credit here. He's 23 years old, okay? This kid, and I say kid because I'm getting older, but he's 23. He's a grown man, but I still think of young athletes oftentimes as kids because my kids are young athletes. He refused to kneel for the national anthem in the NBA bubble last year. because he said he wasn't. Basically, this guy is willing to think for himself. And that answer he gave was in a press conference setting. And it was more nuanced and more intelligent than any answer I've heard Dr. Fauci give about the vaccine in months. And he answered the natural immunity. He's read, he studied this. He's clearly seen the studies out of Israel and read about them. That is what we have been saying for a long time, Buck. There's a difference between what an obese 75-year-old who hasn't had COVID
or,
yet.
Or just a 75-year-old, really, but yes.
Yeah. But certainly if you're obese, because the two leading causes for complications in COVID are age and obesity, by far. So if you're obese, if you're elderly, what you should do, and you haven't had COVID with the vaccine, is different than what a 23-year-old pro athlete who's had COVID should
do. We have a framework for this in our society already, which is the way we've been dealing with the flu for a very long time.
Yes.
My parents have been getting the flu shot now for years, and I've never been saying, oh my gosh, don't do that because of the things that it has in it. Because when you get to be in your 60s, or really particularly your 70s and 80s, the flu is very dangerous for you.
Yes.
So even some enhanced level of protection is worth it. See, the problem is that they keep pretending, the Fauciites love this game of what is actually a judgment call. They pretend is a matter of fact. They pretend it's like what temperature, at what point does water boil?
Yes.
And we say, okay, well, we all know. But then they'll turn around and say, hey, we think that this is the proper degree of vaccination in society, or we think that this is the duration of a lockdown. These are policy judgments. And it's not even just, by the way, Fauci himself. All these other blue check MDs have become a little delusional and a little wrapped up in their own narcissism with, yeah, you guys went to med school and you know a lot of things the general public doesn't know. But when you're telling people things like my business must be shut down, they get to say, how many people are really at risk here? Why does the government have a right to do this? There's no MD in constitutional protection. That's what they don't seem to understand.
Well, and just go back and listen to the podcast interview we had with Dr. Harvey Risch yesterday from Yale. Epidemiology, huge expert in COVID. The idea that doctors agree on everything is a fundamental flaw. I mean, just take it outside of the world of COVID. How often have you had, or your family or someone you know, had a medical issue and had to go see four or five different doctors and they all diagnosed your medical issue differently? Again, I give credit to Jonathan Isaac here for speaking more eloquently than almost anyone that I've heard in the space at all.
I got to say, though, Washington Wizards Bradley Beal is right up there with them talking about this. We can have everyone hear what he says about it. Remember, these are, you know, big NBA players, a lot of influence, and they're saying, look, I'm not getting the shot, and they're making a lot of sense. This is not what we saw a week or so ago where it was,
Cardi B.
It wasn't Cardi B.
Who was the singer, the rapper?
Nicki Minaj.
My apologies to Cardi B and Nicki Minaj for getting them confused.
But
there.
It's not the swollen man
testicles,
area
yeah,
tweet.
Like
I mean,
that.
These guys are talking about this with eloquence and thoughtfulness.
Here's the question,
is compelling.
Buck. Are they going to start editing them on social media? Because this thing's gone viral. Over a million people now have seen the clip from Jonathan Isaac that we just played.
So, like I said, if you're affected by this, the mandate in New York or anywhere, any state across the country, if you're in a get the shot, you're a healthcare worker or a teacher, get the shot or lose your job situation, please let us know about it. 800-282-2882. We'll come back and hear from Washington Wizards Bradley Beal on this as well. Another NBA player. Excellent explanation from him on all this. And then we've also got Jim Jordan on the budget, top of the next hour. He's going to break it down. Jim Jordan is going to have a head toss of the socialists. A double leg takedown, if you will, Clay. Perhaps a full Nelson, even though I believe it is banned in collegiate wrestling. We'll get back to that in a second. When hundreds of thousands of people agree on one thing, you have to pay attention to it. Look into Pure Talk cell phone service. If you haven't already, you got to do it today. Say goodbye to overpriced cell service from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile and switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk is on the exact same 5G network using the exact same towers as one of those big carriers, but for far less money. How much less? Like $50 or $60 a month or more less, depending on the plan you currently have. I mean, Clay, We do the math for folks here. Pure Talk offers a $30 a month plan with unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data. Could save you $800 a year.
Yeah, look, my 13-year-old has it. He's in eighth grade. He's got a Pure Talk wireless service, and he absolutely loves it. It works fantastic for my family and saves us some money. How much difference could $800 mean for you at the end of a year, $50 or $60 a month? Look, go ahead and try it. They have a 30-day risk-free guarantee. You literally have nothing to lose. From your cell phone, here's how you get it. Dial pound 250 and say Pure Talk. Again, get those cell phones in your hand. You keep the same number. You can keep the same phone. You just save a lot of money, 50%, in fact, off in your first month. Get your phones. Trust these guys. They've been in my house like my own family trusts them. Pound 250, say Pure Talk one more time on your phone right now. Pound 250, say Pure Talk. Fabulous song here bringing us back. We're starting to mix in some Clay and Buck tunes here. I appreciate all of you hanging out with us. I'm Clay Travis. He is Buck Sexton. We've got another clip. I bet you never anticipated, Buck, that COVID would go so crazy that some of the top voices in the public arena as it pertains to COVID and vaccine mandates would be coming out of the world of athletics. We played you Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic, and that clip that we played you is going so viral that I think Twitter and Facebook, they're going to be coming after him because he's sharing some inconvenient truths. And also Bradley Beal, who is a star player for the Washington Wizards, was asked why he was unvaccinated, and he had also a very knowledgeable and interesting response. Here it is.
Every player, every person in this world is going to make their own decision for themselves. I would like an explanation to, you know, people with vaccines. Why are they still getting COVID? If that's something that we are supposed to highly be protected from. Like, that's funny that, oh, it reduces your chances of going to the hospital. It doesn't eliminate anybody from getting COVID, right? So everybody, is everybody in here vaxxed? I would assume, right? So you all can still get COVID, right? Okay, but you can still get COVID, right? So, and you can still pass it along with the vax, right? I'm just asking a question. Yeah, I had it, but that doesn't mean I can't get it again, you know? I mean, it's no different than somebody with a vaccine. Like, I can, yes, I developed the antibodies for it, so my chances will be less likely now as well, right? But it's still a possibility I may get it. Like there are players and coaches and staff who are vaxxed and missing camp right now because of it.
Everything that he says, Clay, is true.
I mean, it's amazing, right?
It's amazing. But also what he's getting to here, this is a central point. We need to, you know, you're either vaxxed, you had it, or you're taking your chances. That's where we are as a society now. There should be no more. The problem is the vaxxed people are actually the most neurotic about this. The young, low-risk, vaccinated, you know, MSNBC crowd are the ones that are the most freaked out. And so they are making everybody else make unreasonable, irrational concessions to their fear. So I mean, what he's saying here is, yeah, okay, but even if you're vaccinated, you could spread it to people. So it's not like vaccination stops it from being spread. And I'm sorry, but we're going to find out more with the numbers here that people don't want to talk about right now. Clay, have you seen this today just from Singapore, which has always been a kind of a benevolent police state, right? I mean, in Singapore, they have absolute control over what people do. And obviously, it's a very, very wealthy, small country in Southeast Asia. Tiny. It's really a city-state country. And Singapore's health ministry today reported the most COVID cases they have ever had. 2,236 cases. By far the most. Clay, over 80% of Singapore is vaccinated. So we got a problem here, folks, because we're way beyond. If the vaccines could confer herd immunity, we are beyond herd immunity numbers in some places and not having continued cases, having all-time high levels of cases.
Did you see the numbers from Marin County outside in the Bay Area? I think I'm pronouncing that right. One of the most
Marin, I think, but yeah.
Yeah, Marin County. One of the most highly vaccinated places in the entire country. 96% adult vaccination rate, Buck. They are approaching a new high in COVID hospitalizations. The reason why I bring that up is Joe Biden yesterday, while he was getting his booster shot, was asked, hey, when can we get back to normalcy? And he said when 97 or 98% of people are vaccinated. Well, that's where Marin County is, right? They've already reached that level, and yet they are approaching a new high on hospitalizations.
No, I was going to say, we got, Holly's a nurse in California who faces Holly, we want to take some calls. What do you got for us? Holly.
Hi.
Hey.
I live in California. I am a registered nurse with 30 years experience in labor and delivery. And because I am opting not to take the vaccination, I am facing dismissal.
Have you had COVID?
I can honestly say, how could I not have had it working in the hospital for the last year and a half?
So, Holly, are you gonna forego the shot and leave your job, or do you think that you're just gonna make the decision that you gotta concede on this one?
I am not going to take the shot, and if it comes down to me having to leave my job, unfortunately, I will do that because this is a cause that I believe in. And no, I will not take the vaccination. It's about control now. It's not about the vaccination now. It's about control now. And no, I refuse to take the shot. I'm going to walk away from a 30-year career.
Holly, appreciate you calling in and sharing this with us. Clay, like a lot of New Yorkers right now, facing that decision, and they're making the Holly choice here. People feel very strongly about it. We got Jim Jordan from Congress talking about the budget and much more in just a few minutes. Clay will kick us off with that one. Stick around.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.